Hare Krishna, before I start, I want to say how absolutely delighted I am to see you. I said to Rasanath and Hari Prasad, I'm so happy that you are not just little pictures on the Zoom conference, you know, in the Zoom gallery, no? And that you are real people with flesh and blood and, you know, just feeling the personal presence so much more. Of course, I know many of you personally, and I want to first of all acknowledge this. I feel very happy if many of you I have not seen for an entire year. Others I have seen perhaps in Europe, here and there, but also briefly. And now we are all together, really. And we are together with one mission. I think a retreat like this is something like performing spiritual archaeology. We are going deep and we are trying to discover or find something or free something from the layers that is deeply buried inside, so that we can all see our next steps and our so on. It is something very serious, something very personal for everyone. Something which will hopefully touch deeper questions like my own relationship with Krishna, and how can I, where do I stand in this, and how can I improve it? These are all very personal subject matters, and it's a great, great honor for me to be able to conduct this. I want to say before I start, I have a wonderful team this time. With me, of course, there is Anuradha and Jai Krishna and the New Vrindavan devotees, topmost brahmanas, brilliant with spiritual knowledge, who greeted us with their mantra chanting. And then I have also in the team our Gauravani Prabhu, Achyuta Gopi, Amala Harinam and his good wife, Nadia, and someone who's very efficiently serving the holy name as an organizer, but also kirtan singer, our Manu, and his whole family has come to America. For the first time, the little boys, you will see them, they were absolutely angelic with blonde hair. They have for the first time left Belgium and come here. So yes, all these devotees are assisting to give or to create a platform where it's actually possible for each single one of us to go deeper in our relationship with Krishna. So it's a great honor for me. You might ask, why am I dressed so warm? Well, my body can't yet believe that I'm in America. So I need to just have a little warmth. It will soon. I can be dressed normally. Good. So, fine. Then I will now start with this first of our session, entering the retreat, and I will guide you into a very simple but very profound exercise. We have a great surprise. Let us see if it works for all of us in the evening, and when the night will come like a thief and steal away the daylight, then something wonderful will happen. Good. So let us start. But first of all, welcome, welcome, welcome. Dobro došli, or New York English, good to see you guys. I have learned from Hari Prasad, very great detailed of language. And good, let us start. Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Viha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopidana Vallava Girivaradhari Gopidana Vallava Girivaradhari Yasodanandana Raja Janaranjana Yasodanandana Raja Janaranjana Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna,
Hai Bol, Hai Bol,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Namo Rama Hare 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 Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Naya Prabhu Pada Prabhu Pada Prabhu Pada Prabhu Pada Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chanda Radha Vrindavan Chanda Radha Vrindavan Chanda Sri Radhe Gaura Prema Nandi Hari 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 Bo So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, I would like to see the session as something which tunes all of us in. Now, we all come from busy lives. I hear Michael has come all the way from Japan, and we have come from just now from Amsterdam. But we may have left our life a little behind by changing the location. However, the life sticks to us. It's with us. Our thoughts are with us. Our moods are with us. I can see some of you have not an easy life at the moment and so on. Yes, we may go physically to the retreat in order to retreat from our lives, but the world does not always do us the favor to stay at the entrance of New Vrindavan. It comes with us. It comes with us even in our dreams. So it is very important that at the outset of this effort, we do two things. We tune ourselves in and we form what is called a sankalpa, the inner orientation that becomes our best friend. And we will do the two here. First of us, just a brief insight about retreats in Vaishnava culture. They are called actually Purascharan. It's a time when you perform a certain sadhana. It's mostly related to chanting a mantra for large numbers, for a lot of time, months or so on. There is even a more, let us say, intense version of a simple retreat where an individual may choose to leave what he is presently doing, to go to a place which is remote, and then take to practices that bring him deeper in his spiritual life. There is a more strict version. It's called Anusthan, where you have certain restriction in regards to eating, where you really want to make a breakthrough experiences, so you limit your sleep and you take care that you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and so on. We won't do all of this. We are in modern ISKCON. We are not for this. But what we will really do is a committed effort in our spiritual life, because if we keep doing the same things which we do day after day, we will have the same life which we live day after day. It's really an effort to make a breakthrough. This retreat is based on a work called Bhajan Rahasya, The Confidential Secrets of Personal Worship. It is level 3 of the retreats which our Sharanagati team offer. Level 1 is based on Harinam Chintamani. The work level 2 is on a book which is a collection of different japas techniques. We called it Living Name. But level 3 is Bhajan Rahasya, which combines the Shikshastakam with philosophy and with meditating about Krishna's personal pastimes. Now, I'm aware that some of us, or most of us, including myself, may need to go from the basic practices of japa and repeat them a little bit and then go higher. So therefore I have put the first day tomorrow by doing simple things like aligning body, mind and heart to the practice and so on. But already on the second day we will go into more deeper teachings of Mahaprabhu, and the third day we will, which is also our 10-hour kirtan day. Wow! We will have we will learn what is Sri Krishna kirtan. Kirtan we all know, but kirtan where we consciously address Krishna and meditate on some of his beautiful characteristics is something which is always very fascinating to explore further. I must say, you can see me with a happy smile. I'm very happy to do this type of service. Some of you know about my why I give these retreats. I had a personal situation in my life where I felt I was not really moving forward in my Krishna consciousness. I was experiencing the constant flow of happiness and distress, very much like a normal person of this world, and I saw my heart was full of really things like envy on the success of others in spreading Krishna consciousness, and you don't want to hear all the difficult things in my life at that time, and I came to this point where I said, yeah, either Krishna consciousness doesn't work for me, so then I look for something else, a spiritual path, or maybe I have overlooked something in Krishna consciousness. So either the process is at fault, or perhaps I'm very, very, very much in need of improvement. And I was caught in a dilemma. The promises which had been given had not been fulfilled by me, and I hadn't seen the results. And I thought, now I can only leave. But the process, the thing is, I had fallen. I had developed great affection for Srila Prabhupada, so I couldn't. Raghunath always says joining Krishna consciousness is like joining the mafia. You can't leave, you know. He has his a New York American style to say it. I would say, you know too much, you know. So, but at the same time, I was in an existential crisis. I needed to fix that. And I decided at that time to study Prabhupada's books, and I discovered how much emphasis he puts on chanting the holy name. Really, my dear devotees, 90% of our advancement is dependent on how good we are chanting, both in japa and in kirtan. When our relationship to these, to the holy name is very loving, very enthusiastic, very grateful, very inspired, then our life will look very beautiful. So I understood that from the literature, but then I needed to make it work in my life. not in a theoretical way, but in a practical way. And I decided to go on retreat. I went every year for 1 month to Vrindavan Dham, where the atmosphere is so supportive, and just chanted from before the sun would rise in the eastern horizon till after the sun was setting. And I learned many, many things. I always took our books with us to make sense of my experiences and could make many discoveries. You know, when you are at a place which you don't really know and you are locking yourself up, I have made, at that time I wrote a little poem, lock me up, turn the key 3 times around, and then throw it away, because then finally I might become free. You know, so I was, you know, we come from Germany, we are a little stubborn, so I used this mind to really try it to make it work, and then afterwards I pledged to try to share the holy name with the people in public programs and in things which we do for devotees like this retreat. And now I want to share this with you, and I want to make it very clear, I don't consider myself an advanced chanter, not at all. Those who know me closer know I have a very, very creative and inquisitive mind, sometimes more inquisitive than I would like, but I am very much convinced that the holy name is all I need. This much I can say, and from that place I want to share something. So let us see. We have prepared a thing. The glories of the holy name. May I ask you, what do you think is the main glory of the holy name for you? Please speak out. We are not in Zoom, you don't need to unmute yourself. Why do you think is this wonderful? Gauravani Prabhu?
It's very accessible, merciful.
Very accessible, very merciful. Chanting, no? Yes, I don't see so well. Please just, yes, be free. Wow! Have you experienced? So it's a theoretical appreciation, which you say. It would be good if we have practical appreciations. Why do you think it's good for you? What have you learned so far? You can feel the peace and the connection with higher powers. Wonderful. Yeah. What have we learned so far? We can talk in hyperbolic statements, but what have we? Why do we like chanting? Why did we come to the retreat? Do we, some? Yes. I saw Hari Prasad first, and then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami.
In this incarnation.
Yes, I have noted you have, yes, a very good heart. You have, in this incarnation, the holy name touches my heart and makes me so much softer. Yes. Hari Prasad.
I have seen that it has unfurled my path. My whole life has taken on a different direction as a result of chanting the holy names.
Yeah.
clarity.
Yeah, clarity. It gives you clarity. It has given you a whole new direction. Yes, I can see from your haircut. It wouldn't be that. Yes, yes, please. Wonderful, beautiful, yes. Thank you for sharing, yes.
It brings remembrance of Krishna, and as soon as you remember Krishna, it's like everything becomes okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Krishna's there, yes. Yes.
It's helped me understand that Janata Pisa Nichana, by being humble and meek, and lower than the strongest tree, more talent than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and then you all call out of sex lovers. This is the secret.
It brings you to, the chanting brings you to this understanding, yes. Sometimes the holy name can be a stern taskmaster. Yes, if we don't learn it, yes. Mm-hmm.
It feels cleansing, like a shower. So you feel cleansed both mentally and physically.
Wow, thank you. Cleansed both mentally. Yes, Greg.
Puts good stuff in my ears, so the bad stuff can't get in.
Yes, finally someone from New York puts good stuff in my ear, so that the bad stuff cannot come in. Yes, Gopi Manjari, you have the hand.
I just feel the shelter. I feel sheltered when I'm chanting.
Yeah.
There's some shelter.
There's some shelter in this, in the waves of life. Yeah. Yes, I have seen a few things here. I've put a few things here, but you have beautiful things. The essence of Krishna consciousness is always remember Krishna and never forget him. Did you know this? This is the essence. You should always think of Krishna, never forget him. And Prabhupada says this is possible when one chants the Hare Krishna mantra. Yes. Jiva Goswami speaks about the glories of the holy name. And these are high things. I know chanting is the chief means of attaining love of Godhead. It's the main process. If you want love of Godhead, then do this. And there are many other things, but I would like to just go to the last one. Of all the orders of the spiritual master, his order to chant at least 16 rounds is most essential. Prahlad Nrisimha has a mobile distraction machine, but in this case it's a mobile remembrance machine. There is a verse upon which I stumbled. I've always wondered. It says, Krishna should always be remembered and never forgotten at any time. All the rules and prohibitions mentioned in the Shastras, or you could say all the things we do here, should be the servants of these principles. And Prabhupada writes, so this remembrance of Krishna, never forgetting him, is possible when one chants the Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, one must strictly chant the Hare Krishna mantra 24 hours daily. Why are you here? In Krishna consciousness. What was the initial spark? We have a few who are born in Krishna consciousness, so they didn't have a spark in the beginning, but they also needed to find a spark to stay in Krishna consciousness and not just do Krishna conscious practice because their parents did it and their community did it, but they had to find out what sparks me. My dear devotees, for me it is very simple. I heard that I can be together with with the Lord if I, by this process. And the main thing, the main principle of this process is that you become a God-intoxicated saint. You sit at the feet of the devotees and listen to them so very thirstily. And then when the cup of your heart is full and you drink from it, you will become changed and see the Lord everywhere. That's the idea. We are never should never be separated. We should be with Krishna. Because everything here is a distracting dream. Yes, it has a lot of effect on us, our dream of material existence. But the fact of life is we are not the dream person whom we see in the dream. We are an eternal, blissful, unproblematic or blissful soul, part and parcel of Krishna. And to remember this, to wake up from this dream, is possible through the mantra. No? Through the and that's... Now, my dear devotees, we all know these statements. We've heard them in multiple lectures. But let us make a test. Where do we stand in relationship to these statements? I was very, very pleased when you said you talked your own relationship to the Holy Name a little while ago. But let us go a little bit deeper. I will introduce to you five types of chanters and their qualities. It is from Harinam Chintamani. And you should question yourself while you hear this, where do you actually stand at the present moment? It's, in other words, a little bit an exercise in self-awareness. So there is the committed chanter. What does the committer chanter, what is he? He or she understands the necessity for absorbed chanting. And that person has a certain attitude. I understand in American English we say, you have an attitude. But I mean attitude here in a very global language way. He makes chanting, or she makes chanting, their priority. And my dear devotees, this is the thing. It's not enough in chanting to just understand. We often know this in our life. We understand so many things, but we must have determination to put it into thing. Understanding without determination to apply it is a very good mental exercise, but not more. Only understanding coupled with the determination to apply it will bring us somewhere. So the committed chanter knows this. He makes chanting the priority of his or her life and is determined. Are you a committed chanter? I think some of us are. So we will go now to the next chanter, and I think, yeah, you will see about him. He or she is an inattentive chanter. He or she understands that chanting is the greatest necessity, but when he or she chants, he or she meets the monkey mind, who jumps. Have you seen these Vrindavan monkeys? They grab things. So the mind grabs onto a memory. Sometimes these monkeys dash after the bananas. So in the same way, our mind dashes after a subject. It feels threatened by circumstances. And it screeches in fear sometimes. We become distracted while chanting and so on. So the attitude of this inattentive chanter is, I understand chanting is important. As I chant inattentive rounds, and it is sometimes very, very difficult, and I don't taste nectar, but I want to stick to my rounds. Let me therefore somehow or other finish chanting my rounds. So he is a sincere person, but he is invaded by his mind when he or she chants like this. Second, a third chanter is the lazy chanter. He's lazy and sluggish. Attitude. He interrupts or she interrupts the rounds frequently and skips rounds. Oh, it's already 10 o'clock in the night. Come on. I know I've chanted 1.5 round, or one, or let me be more sincere, it was actually 1.25 round. tomorrow is another day. And now is time for relaxation, otherwise I can't sleep, you know. A lazy chanter, he or she finds it very difficult to break through that layer of, it's actually tamagun which is there. And then we find the indifferent chanter. He has become apathetic to the chanting. He has learned to live in compromise. Yes, I'm riding a dead horse here, but the horse of my neighbor is also dead. It's not so bad. I know the Hare Krishna Hare Ramas because I'm one of you. And I have seen how devotees have told me, sometimes in a boisterous way, Maharaj, I have to be real with you, sometimes with the beginning of tears welling up in their eyes, Maharaj, I don't think there's a cure for me, and so on. And if I'm very truthful with you, I just can't believe anything any longer in myself. My dear devotees, I know this place. I know this very difficult place in life. Such a devotee cannot chant a fixed number of rounds because he has become apathetic. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, should I go more in this? And this goes down even more, and one is unaware of the necessity for chanting. One just lacks awareness and knowledge, and one says, I will sing when I feel to sing, and so on. Yes, I think we all know that we are not really only one type of chanter. Sometimes we are more of this, of a committed chanter. Sometimes we are feeling a little hopeless. But I request you, where are you? Where is the inclination? Where do you go? It's not so black and white that we are only one type of chanter. Perhaps you are like many of us who say, japa is difficult, but kirtan, I love kirtan, if it's not too long. And if the melody is excellent. Or different. There are so many different things. My dear devotees, it's good to be a little self-aware. And we will come to this. We will soon make an exercise in this realm. But it's very important to say here, with our present habits, we are not just one. I know for myself, I'm sometimes a committed chanter, but sometimes I also think, okay, I'm a lazy chanter. I'm thinking, oh, I've chanted now 14 rounds, and this was an intense day of service. I will catch up the next day. No, let me read something to calm my mind before I can sleep nicely, and so on. So sometimes, but sometimes I'm different. Sometimes I'm very inattentive. Also, it's almost not possible for my creative mind to not think of a million things. And although I have written them down and on a piece of paper, I have already a list of 100 things, and I think this doesn't stop today. the points. So, not 100 things, but 20 things like this. So, yes, but there is also some sincerity in all of us. So, here, please don't be judgmental with yourself. Just see the different traits which are there, the different relationships you have towards chanting, Bhlobos and Kirtan, and so on. It's very important if you want to go on a retreat to practice a little self-awareness, to come out of this mental fog where you don't recognize anything about yourself, and so on. My dear devotees, how do we change? This is very important, and I would like to do something today with you which I've only done one time in my life. I want to read to you about the road of tears, because that is the road which we often take in our spiritual life. We have such high aspirations, but it does not always work. The road of tears, there are two roads of tears. One brings you to Krishna, and one brings you away from Krishna. This is a dialogue. The disappointed disciple comes with a heavy heart to his Guru Maharaj. His heart is very heavy. Who can say I've never tried? All those mantras I've chanted, all those vows that kept me awake, all those pilgrimages, sacrifices, holy baths in ice-cold water. What to speak of persistently ignoring the requests of my mind and senses to what is most dear to them. The result? Nothing. All this has brought me... to desperation. The old emptiness in the heart has only become greater. Guru Maharaj replies, it seems you have done your best to come before the divine couple, but have you ever tried to act in such a way that they can come before you? Have you yet built your road for them? The road of tears. A disciple. The road of tears? What tears? The Guru Maharaj speaks. My child, tears of the soul. There are different kinds of tears. Body tears, when we cry in physical pain, mind tears, when we cry when we are emotionally hurt, and sweet tears that come from the soul when it awakens to its only real need. The soul's need is to enter into the one relationship. My child, this road of tears can't be found on any map. It begins from your own heart. But it is so attractive to the divine couple that they cannot even imagine in ignoring you. Just to begin building this tier, this road, makes them feel they must come before you. The disciple. Does this road need many tears? I have already cried all my tears for other things. I'm completely empty inside. How can I possibly build this road? The guru says enthusiastically, don't worry. There are oceans of tears arrested in your heart. They're arrested. They're there. You only need to learn to direct them to the right cause. Then they become released. But before a downpour, there must be a flash of lightning. Similarly, there has to be a divine revelation. The golden Radha and the cloud blue Krishna have to appear in the heart somehow. Then the water gushes forth, sweet tears of longing for the Lord, whom you once gave up. Road of tears. Yes, there's an ocean of tears in the world. Or, you know, when we are miserable, we don't always have water left to cry. I know some of us have no ability to cry. They did this when they were children, and then they built a hard shell around their hearts. But they know also what is misery. But do you know that all the tears which you cry, all the misery, you give them one name, you label them, oh, my Instagram account is not visited well enough, or I'm saying harmless things, you know, oh, there is this divorce looming and I can't avoid it, I think. You give different names, but there is only one cause of misery. We have left Krishna, and from that unenlightened state in which we are now, we commit mistakes for which we suffer in various ways. Road of tears. It's a concept from Shastras. Draupadi had to build that road, and when she finally cried and did not defend herself any longer on her own strength, then Krishna could come to her. This is beautiful Leela that Krishna plays dice with Rukmini and Dwaraka, and all of a sudden he starts to lose dice game after dice game. And Rukmini says, what's wrong? You never lose. And you are not connected with the game any longer. Because when you are connected, the dice play on your behalf. You can do that. Mm-mm. Oh, says Krishna, my devotee is in great trouble. Draupadi is in the court of the Pandavas, and immoral men want to see her disrobed. Says Rukmini, then go there. Krishna answers, I won't reach in time. I say, Rukmini, you are Paramatma. You can just, doop, you are there. You're already there, actually. No, it won't work, says Krishna. Then all of a sudden, Krishna jumps up and says, now I can go. Draupadi has cried. Oh, Janardhan, oh, Govinda. And now I can go. One moment. Oops. Yeah. So we have to go a little fast because of everything. I have a jump a little ahead. My dear devotees, do you like butterflies? Some of you, I like too much. When I was in Florida, Brahma Tirtha Prabhu brought me to the Butterfly Observatorium. The butterfly is a symbol of change. It comes from this ugly something. It's a caterpillar, I think. It comes and grows into the butterfly. This butterfly is called plain tiger. Or if you like another word, African queen, or if you are like another word, African monarch. So, for it is possible to change, otherwise there would not be any butterflies. It is possible for us to change our relationship to the Holy Name. But there are a few things which are necessary. The dynamics of change are, you must first get an impulse, and we hope that this impulse is coming here in the retreat. Then you must have some contemplation about this impulse. Okay, I'm maybe not always the committed chanter. I may have also, I have become a little apathetic, Road of Tears, nice poem, but I don't cry for Krishna and for change. So you must be a little contemplative. And then if you want to change, there must be some preparation. You must create some circumstances in which change is possible. I would like to tell you, when I became sincere to change, I understood I have to do something like something drastic, like chant for whole months from morning till evening to get a new habit inside of me. I knew from psychology, if you want to break an old habit, you have to do what you wish to do for at least 30 days, or some say 41 days, or the different ways. So you must prepare maybe a room when you are at home where you are undistracted and so on. Some preparation must be there. And then, can you please help me? I can't see. Then you do action. Now, my dear everyone, after action, you must have a maintenance program. I suggest that you make a photograph of this particular slide. Later, we can keep it there. And one thing is, you must know it takes some time. You will have to recycle. You know, after you have, for instance, done some preparations, you might have to go again to get to the point where you have an impulse. You might have to talk to a sincere chanter. Or let us say you have done your contemplation and you have taken some action and it works, but then you might see, oh my God, I really have to hear more about the glories of the Holy Name, because my mind is not convinced any longer that this is my priority. So you have to go back and forth through these five steps, but it is generally seen both from practical experience in Krishna consciousness as well as from psychology that if someone wants to change, they have and become a butterfly, African monarch or African queen. I think we have queens here. Then, my dear devotees, this is what you could do. I want you now to find a partner. We will be now very practical. Please turn to a neighbor. You will discuss with the neighbor some question. I will give you the question. I know some of you are introverts like me, and they don't like to talk to strangers. But please overcome your reservations. Akuntita, you have found a neighbor already? Too many neighbors. I would say sometimes when you don't find neighbors, you can go with three people, right? But if you go with five, then you will most probably hide behind convenient facades. So three is good. Three is still a company, but five is already a group, you know, so then group dynamics start. Everyone has found a neighbor. Then let me ask you, who is partner A? A, there's A and B, right? Greg, in your group, where's Greg? Partner A? Partner A? No one. You two there, will you participate in the exercise? Yes, yes, yes. So who is partner A of you? Why not? I have to be a little strong with you. Has everyone found a neighbor?
Yes.
Who is partner A? Oh, finally. Who is partner B? Okay, I request you to go first, partner B. There's a reason. There's a reason. Hare Krishna. This gets serious, yes. So, the question is, you came to a japa retreat, or holy name retreat, it's called an immersion retreat. You must have a reason to be here. And please deal with one question. What do you consider the benefits of improving your chanting? Yeah. Partner B, please start to talk. Well, if I chant, if I improve my chanting, then then I will chant with taste most properly, and that is very desirable, and so on. What do you consider could be benefits if you improve your personal chanting? Wow, Rasanat. I'm sorry to make you think after a long journey, yes. But it's good if the juices start to flow. Okay, what do you consider the benefits? Start now.
Schon sehr spät. сказано, что ценность фреш там. Хелси готовы мне доставили на мне до первого здравства дня. Sie hatten jetzt das Boot fertig und alles, und das ist schon sehr spät. Und draußen haben sie jetzt alles vorbereitet, mit dem Raum und mit Licht. Das machen wir. Ich meine, draußen haben wir nicht die Instrumente. Aber du musst auf die Uhr gucken, denn laut Schedule denken sie, dass sie um 20 Uhr Bescheide machen werden. Wir sind schon so
bisschen.
Ich weiß nicht, was, weil wir haben sehr spät gestartet und es ist nicht gut.
Wo sind denn die Kadels? Krishna, 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 Haribo. Have you shared already? Partner A has also said something? Oh, you are just a partner B. Wow. Can so much benefit. Can I? I'm a little bit, I have to be a little bit aware of the time, unfortunately. Please excuse me. So, can partner A now say to partner B? Partner B can maybe conclude his sentence, but please. Would you be so kind to put the water in? Yeah. Would you be so kind to tell? Almost to make it shorter.
Dort wird der Hagenarm sein. Wir haben unser Licht.
Hari Hari Bo. Wow, this really sounds like a joyful ocean, you know, of sound. That's very nice that you could reflect about this question. We will go now immediately to number three, practical steps during this retreat, which you could do to improve your participation and your chanting. It could be things like, well, no problem. I could participate full. My dear devotees, when one goes on, wants to make a new experience, what I do is I really make the time to minimize all my outward facing activities. For instance, you will find when you write me an email, an automatic message, I'm under a tree in India and can't receive your email if it is relevant after December such and such, when I'm back, please do send it again. Things like this, minimizing distraction. I know for some of us it is very inconceivable to spend a day without WhatsApp messages. But during this retreat, for instance, you could at least not deal with the heavy stuff, you know, like divorce or... I'm sorry, my examples are not so good. You don't laugh. like heavy things, you know, like strife or problems and so on. Because you want the mind to be free for a maximum involvement in the retreat. Other things which I always do is I'm very careful with food intake. If I take too much and certain preparations are making the body sluggish, then I just can't do things. Or, you know, it's sometimes good for a retreat to be tidy, you know, to have his room or things tidy, because when one comes in the room and one goes, whoa, what atom bomb was entering my room here, you know, then there's distraction. So also pacing oneself. There are times when we will try to help you to go beyond the borders, also the limits where you normally are, to make new experience what the beautiful life is beyond the walls which you have built around yourself. So sometimes that is intense. I had retreats where I remember still, it was one devotee from Alachua, and she was crying. And her husband came to her and said, I was also there. Why are you crying, honey? And that's how the talk is between husband and wife, isn't it? Why are you crying? No, I don't mean it in a joking way. And we just had made an exercise where we went ahead to the time when we, our deathbed really, and when we looked back in our life and saw what were the things which we had not paid attention to enough. It was an exercise to help us understand the essential things in life which are often suffering because we are absolutely involved with the unessential things. So she was crying. And the husband asked, why are you crying? And she said, he just made me die. Should I not cry? You know, what do I want to say is, so I said to this devotee, oh, you're emotionally stirred up. That's very good. That is intended, actually, because we have to sometimes break through the shallowness of our life, because we often hide ourselves, the more deeper parts, the more vulnerable parts, behind the facades which we put up. But I recommend to you, take a little extra rest now, and don't come to the morning session and so on. So sometimes we need to pace ourselves during a retreat. My dear devotees, this is not just a festival. Our focus is not excellent prasadam on this retreat, but it's the holy name. It is different from other events that you may be accustomed to, and so on. It's working on our relationship with Krishna. So the question which I request you is, number three, practical steps you could take during this retreat to help you make your retreat a more wonderful experience. Be careful. Don't say, I will rise every day at 3 o'clock, and then, you know, it should be sustainable or something which you can do. Please start now. You can talk just freely with each other. We want to go quickly through it, but please say real things, no? Not just nice Haribol things, but things which you can actually do, no? And which you actually will do. I even recommend the partner to maybe lovingly inspire the other. Are you following up on what you said? Because this is now what we want to create in the first session. We want to create an understanding of what is a retreat, and we want to also build in us a personal, let me say, commitment to take full opportunity, full not opportunity, full advantage of the retreat, and this will become your best friend. I will also think of what can I do so that I can serve you in the best possible way. No, that is every one of you. Please do this, because if we do this, we create a mastermind, some intention amongst all of us, and we will be able to go together very, very far in a few days also. But we need to have this mastermind. If we are fractured and not really knowing why we are there, well, I wanted to see Sachinandan. He smiles so nice. And so on. No, we must be connected with the essence of what we are doing. Then only we can go far. Otherwise, will be one of those many things which we quickly forget. Good. So what can I commit to during this retreat? Hare Krishna, start now, please.
Erwähnt, Faces of Physically und minimal Distractions, und hatte schon gezeigt,
Eva Kevalam singen will, ist nicht nötig. Ich mag das anders.
Haben wir denn den Zettel? Willst du vielleicht gleich schon eine Zettelverteilgruppe haben?
Das zu verteilen, dann sind sie ein bisschen verwirrt vielleicht.
Ja.
Wir geben es ihnen gleich, wenn du jetzt...
Ja, ja. Wo sind denn meine Kabels?
Du hattest sie gerade.
Hare Krishna. Willst du noch die Recommendations? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hari Hari Bo. So, did you find things which you can do? In this first session, we wanted to hear the glories of the holy name, but we wanted to make it realistic and see where we are in relationship to the holy name. We found out that we are shifting in our relationship. We are not just one, but it's important to see where is a general tendency in us. And then what I consider most important from this all is we will put it on the board here, is the five things which help to change. No, they go into each other, and I learned a new word today. What is the new word? Oscillate. What?
Oscillate.
That is, you go back and forth between the things, and then you will become the queen of the African queen and African monarch. You will come into this. With this little exercise which we did, speaking, I wanted to just move you a little bit, and I hope you are now enthusiastic to really go on a retreat, and which is something so different than the normal programs where we hear more or less a lecture and appreciate the points and try to remember points in our life. No, this is about application and changing our life. So we will have this with you just before we come to the second part of this. A few recommendations which those who went on retreat have seen. Minimize distractions is really good. I intend to give a desert retreat in the desert of Jordan, and those who come to this retreat will give their mobile telephone for one day, and they will be put in a safe, for one day. That we won't do here because we are... I have not announced this before. It's I think I would have half of the audience. So pace yourself physically. Be in your personal space. You need solitude and silence and introspection if you really want to make full use of it. If you eat, but never digest, then toxicity will develop in your body. So the same way is when you just take in informations, but you take no time to reflect about it in solitude, it will not be realized knowledge. It will remain in your head only. So then the last is what we put there. I'm sorry, I cannot see so nicely. Cultivate positive thoughts and feelings. Yes. Negative thoughts make really weak chemicals in your body. But positive thoughts make very positive changes in you. So try to cultivate. Be kind to each other, listen to each other, serve each other during this time. Make contact with each other. And when there are things which you do not immediately like, welcome them nevertheless. It is said, where you stumble, often it is at that place where you will find your treasures. You might have noticed that in the past, no? Where you stumble, because it's so new, that is where something very valuable waits for you. Good. Thank you so much.